All right, we're talking about the perfect job interview, and this is for you people that may interview for a job as well. You know, I see college students all the time. You know, we live in a college town, and you know, through athletics, you meet with them and you talk about, you know, they're getting ready to graduate and they've got this big job interview. And I've interviewed conservatively 500 people over the last 20 years or so for my companies. And I also study what it is that companies look for. This is kind of a buffet of what Forbes magazine said you should have, what I've personally have experienced that you should have, what you should look for. If you're an employer, what you should look for in employees.
Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
Again, I did in the last podcast, I shared with you about my experience trying to rent a banquet hall for, you know, an event, and it was horribly staffed. The person who was supposed to sell me, I thought was awful. The person who worked with that person was equally awful. They were low energy. They weren't very excited. Everything that I would look for an employee, I would never have hired either one of them. Okay? And I'm convinced that company has lost countless events because of the staff that I experienced. And it's fairly common in very small businesses. Very many small businesses do a horrible job hiring. So in the perfect interview, I want you to be the person who's interviewing for a job, because if you ever have to interview for a job, I want you to learn from what I'm saying. And if you have to ever interview someone, so we got both ends of this because you can both learn. First thing I look for is you got to be reliable. You got to be reliable. When I look at a resume and you've jumped around, gosh, man, to me, you're not reliable. Okay. So are you reliable? Again, the number one quality is availability. If you don't show up every day, no matter how talented you are, and I tell anybody work for me, if you don't show up in the first 30 days, you're gone. Number two, competent. Can they do the job you're interviewing for? Listen, I mean, can they do it? And then if you're interviewing, you've got to kind of weave in this story. So it's not like you can say, hey, gosh, I'm great at doing that. But you got to be able to know that they want to hear somewhere within your resume. And when they're in front of you, you need to communicate to them that you are very competent at the job you are applying for. Picture five people trying to win this beauty pageant. And how are we going to get you to win it? Okay. Remember I said you can start a business part-time? So I'm assuming that you might have to interview for a job at some point. So this is all my interviewing is going to help you here. So you need to kind of communicate that you're competent. Number three, this is huge. Are you a problem solver? I typically ask people, give me a recent situation that you were in that was very complicated and how you handled it. Some people, man, you give them a problem, they absolutely freeze up like a deer in the headlights. Problem solving is huge. It's huge. And your ability to do that, and you're going to get hit with questions on interviews. And within your job, if you're interviewing somebody, share with them problems that you typically deal with your company and see what their response is. I'd rather find out in the interview process if they're going to freeze than after I hire them. Do they take initiative? Or do you got to push them to do everything? And ask them, hey, when's the last time you, give me an example of something that you led the way on, that you took initiative on. Again, if you're interviewing, weave into your story. The last job I had, we did such and such, and then I led this. Whatever. They love that. Initiative is huge. Team player. You know, again, if you're working with more than one person, you know, you being a team player, this is where you look for people that don't have sharp elbows. You ask them, in your last job, did you work with other people? How close did you work with them? Give me a project that you work with someone on and kind of tell me how the project, you know, worked itself out. What was your responsibility? What was responsibilities of other people? Your ability to create a team is huge. Your ability as you're interviewing to be a team player, Sue. So you share that in your story. People skills, your soft skills. You know, there's no substitute for likability. I've shared with you the intangibles that I like, but communicate that. When you interview for a job, man, there's no substitute for a big smile and a handshake and a little bit of energy. I've said in sales, people do business with people they like and trust. Well, that's very true in the interview process. I've interviewed people and I just liked them pretty much right away. They came across very likable. All right, next. Ambition. Man, I want to hire somebody with some ambition. Why? Because I want to grow my company. You can't grow a company without people who want to take over more responsibility. I've also shared that I want to pay you for 1.5 and work you for 2. Gosh, I'm probably going to get a negative something on that. You know, oh my gosh. With this, you know, the idea of paying a livable wage. I pay a lot more than a livable wage, but you can rest your tail. I'm going to work your fanny off. Okay? Because so I need people that have ambition. You know, I want to know where they want to be 2 years from now, 5 years from now. Because then I can see how they fit in my plan. I'm always have business ideas. I always have expansion ideas. When I interview somebody and they kind of say, well, what I'd really love to do is such and such. I'm like, no, I love that. I go, listen, let's just take a minute and dream a little bit. If you were doing the perfect job within our company, what would you be doing? Guy goes, I'd be doing your job. Great. Okay. That doesn't bother me. I'd be running your company. Great. That doesn't bother me. I'll find a company you can run. Okay, so find out if they have ambition. Ask questions. And then if you're interviewing for a job, share with them ambition. If they give you, you know, that softball question, come back with it. Well, what I'd love to be able to do is A, B, C, and D. Okay? Within our industry, I'm fascinated by such and such. A cultural fit. If you're interviewing for a job, study and be familiar with the culture of the company you're interviewing for so that you can communicate it within the interview process. In our company, we absolutely have a culture. And I know who works with it, who was going to work well within our culture, and who's not. We have a team culture. You know, the day ends at 4 o'clock, but if I would send out a text at 3:45 or one of our partners would, I can get a lot of hands on deck to solve a problem for us. And there's many times we're dealing with a job, we're dealing with a client, I need an answer to a problem. And I can send a text and get multiple solutions to that problem. Because we have a culture for that. So I'm interviewing people. I want to make sure that they're a cultural fit. Self-manage. I want people that don't need their hands held. When you're interviewing, communicate that. That you're going to be a low-maintenance employee. Wind me up and point me in the right direction, and that's all you're going to have to do. I'm going to figure this out and get moving. Marketable. Are they marketable? Hey, listen, appearance and image matters. If you don't think it does, you're fooling yourself. Watch the evening news. Tell me how many people on there and what they look like, how they dress, the image they put out. You're interviewing for your job. Put your best foot forward. Then after you get the job, then you wear a hefty bag to work. I don't care. But the point is that when you're interviewing, you know, put your best foot forward. But in all sincerity, you know, people that are marketable, and again, I think that's where the energy comes in, or they have just a great understanding of an industry, and they can really represent your products and or your service as well. There's so many ways to be marketable. And intelligence and experience is absolutely another way to do that. Creative, they bring fresh ideas to the table. I love ideas. I want people to be able to share ideas. You're interviewing people, ask them, hey, okay, within your last company, were you able to, collaborate in any way? See if they have that ability to bring ideas to the table. I've said this all the time, leadership. I'm always looking for leadership. Ask them if there's an area where they led, where they've led in anything. And then I'm always looking for the upside. What do I mean by this? Well, I look at, am I able to hire this person at a very, an advantageous pay? Okay, maybe they're new into this field, you know, they're just coming out of college, case may be, and I can get them at what I think is a very affordable, and I feel like with, you know, if I mentor them, put them with the right person, we could get them up to speed really quick, and my profit margin is going to be greater. Or I really think this person can take over a leadership position very quickly or run a division. I'm always looking for what's the upside with this person. Again, I just shared with you, you know, what I call the perfect interview on both sides. When I'm interviewing somebody, and if you're ever interviewing, try to weave these things into your interview process because statistically, this is what employers are looking for. If you would like a great dynamic speaker who's going to give you fantastic content, shoot me an email at info@seancastorina.com. I'm willing to do 4 events next year at no charge. I don't want a penny. Give us a paragraph of why we should come to your organization. Bait me with something exciting in your city. Again, that's info@seancastorina.com. This podcast is brought to you by Get Started Marketing. That's getstartedmarketing.com.